Be Nick Gillah, Hugh Grant, Jessel Noor, Jessica Leigh. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for Positively Revolting Talk Radio after this.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of WAMBA, Friday, January 1st, 2016, at 9 p.m. at the Analog Cafe in Portland. WAMBA is an African-inspired fusion band featuring improvisation with heavy African percussion breaks. The eight-piece band mixes traditional rhythms from Ghana and West Africa with Afrobeat, highlife, funk, and jazz styles. Again, that's WAMBA performing live Friday, January 1st at the Analog Cafe, 720 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Join KBOO every Friday at 5:30 p.m. for Counterspin, a show that provides a critical examination of major media stories and exposes what the mainstream media missed. Counterspin exposes and highlights censored stories, sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news, the power of corporate influence, gaffes and goofs by leading TV pundits, and more. That's every Friday at 5:30 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
There comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought, tell the world how you cast your vote.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is about 3 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your very, very own community radio station. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And together, in fact, we're positively revolting.
On Christmas Day in the morning.
We certainly
were
hope.
Singing that on the way.
Yes, yes. The Fallen Angel choir version for longtime Portlanders who have been here since the 80s or who have been alive since the 80s. You may remember the Fallen Angel choir. They were the best part of Christmas for like a decade. And I miss them. Anyway, the Fallen Angel choir still inspiring us. Lynn and I were singing many of their songs together in the car as we drove in on this fine Christmas morn.
With
but
the
we
most
will not
ideal
do that
traffic.
Again. We will not do that for you, dear listener, because we love you. So we are here, though, and we do love you. And it is Christmas, that stolen pagan holiday. And we decided in honor of the stolen pagan holiday, we would offer bite-sized, mini, crunchy and chewy Astro Tarot readings. That's
with,
right.
With icing.
Gluten-free icing.
Always.
Cruelty-free. So that is our plan for this morning. We are here at the very end of 2015. 1 week to go. Sort of looking back over the year, it's been a doozy. It has been hard. It has been challenging in oh so many ways. This week, particularly challenging on a personal level for many of us who have lost friends and family this week. I've lost two people this week. It's an incredible time. It's transitioning. It's hard. And to me, it really underscores the importance of community, the importance of being together, and the importance, really, truly, of living in the moment, of not postponing joy, of not putting off those niceties, of not putting off telling somebody how much they mean to you. You know, you haven't seen a friend for a while, you've been thinking about them. Maybe you should actually see them, because tomorrow is never a guarantee. And that's, I guess, my words for this morning. You know, be good to each other, be kind. And do the stuff you want to do now. Because really, yeah, who knows? Who knows if tomorrow exists for any of us?
Right. Well, and you know, we are experiencing a full moon, which of course, the full moon is always the opposite sign of the sun sign. So the sun is in Capricorn right now, and we have a full moon in Cancer. And it's sort of an...
Woohoo!
Yeah, I know. Well, and I was listening to this be described because Cancer is the crab and they're, you know, have this little hard shell on the outside and they're all gooey on the inside. But
I prefer to think of it as a succulent interior.
Whatever. Okay.
Fine. Just saying. Sounds better.
Yeah. So with the Capricorn sun, it reinforces the shell a little bit so that insecurities that a person can feel from the from their succulent, vulnerable center, they can feel a little more secure or protected, but in a good way. There are some other little aspects with Jupiter and that are kind of sweet, and according to Rick Levine, who said, and I haven't seen this because I've still seen people being irritated with each other. He said, this is going to be very different than Thanksgiving. He said, the people you wanted to kill on Thanksgiving are the people that you're going to be okay with on Christmas Day.
I didn't want to kill anyone on Thanksgiving.
I know.
I had a totally quiet, totally mellow, totally nice.
Yeah, because there were only two of you.
It's true, and I was sick as a dog. All right.
We digress.
Details.
Yes.
503-231-8187. The number to call this morning if you are in, if you would like your very own personal bite-sized, chewy Astro Tarot reading, you can do that. 503-231-8187.
And you know, 2016 is predicted to be a doozy as well.
Is there ever a year where it's like, well, that's going to be mellow? Have you ever, as an astrologer, looked ahead and been like...
They say 2018...
is going to be mellow?
One of the things we've had, having Uranus in Aries for so long, and Uranus is about unexpected things. It's about, interestingly enough, for my own chart right now, I have... Uranus in Aries is conjunct Mars in Aries right now. And, well, my car died the other day, a rather violent, horrible death.
As cars might.
Yes.
As, you know.
But
it wasn't
but
that violent, really. I mean, no one was injured.
No. Just for the car.
Yes.
I'm very happy that no one was injured. Or, there was no human toll except stress. So with the Uranus in Aries and it's going to be there till 2018, which is, I think, one of the reasons that people are sort of picking. And we are going to have one more exact square of Uranus and Pluto this year.
Will we?
Yeah. Which is, you know, expect the unexpected, which is good advice no matter what's going on anytime. But a really nice sort of easy thing is going to be Saturn's going to try, because Saturn is now in Sagittarius. Last time we did readings, it was still in Scorpio. And, Sagittarius is the absent-minded professor, the philosopher who thinks fabulous thoughts. They're running ahead. They're always thinking. They're always moving. They don't always confer with folks about it. So it's going to be in a trine aspect, which is a really easy aspect to Uranus. So it's people could come up with ideas to help change the world in a good way.
Yeah. That would be all right.
But that's all in fire, so it will be fast paced. Boom, boom, yeah. East to rule.
All right. Well, there you have it. And we have people. Goodness, we have people.
We have humans.
Let's talk to John, shall we?
Sure.
Morning, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
And to you.
To you as well.
Thank you.
What can you tell me? So you want a reading, right?
That'd be wonderful, yes.
What day were you born?
I was born in 1953.
That's good, but I need
a little more specific.
The date is May 28th, 1953. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. Do you know what time?
I think it was 12:58 in the afternoon.
And where did that lovely event take place?
Manhattan, New York City.
Manhattan, okay.
I was there once. Cool.
You too. For some time. Okay. So
John's never had a reading before.
Oh, fun. Well, what a nice way to end the year.
Exactly. I felt the same way. I just jumped on it right away.
All right. Well, and that's how that works, folks. You have to jump in. Don't wait till the very last minute. Get yourself in line. Whoever's awake. And hopefully that will be us. All right.
Oh, ye of little faith. Well, John, what I have for you, so the way this works is I lay down cards and Lynn reads charts. And what I have for you this morning is this is a time where sometimes you have a lot of conflicting thoughts. Right now could be sort of a lot of pressure, some confusion. I think Lynn's favorite phrase for it is mad monkey mind. The phrase that comes to me most often is busy head. It's when there's things that you can't particularly do much about, but you can't get them out of your head either, and they just sort of go around in little circles. And
sure.
And that's normal. And it's a phase for you. It's not a way of life. And to just sort of hang on and remember to be flexible, that this is not really a great time to try to actually decide courses of action. But it's a time to just sort of let those thoughts spin for a minute, see what you can do to quiet them down, meditative practice, walking, something like that, and clarity does come, but it's not to be forced at this time. If possible, see what you can do to become better friends with your own sense of sensuality. It seems like maybe it's something that it's perhaps strayed a little bit, that it's to be in your full power, and sensuality is part of being in our full power, strength, and knowing how to be strong with vulnerability as well, that these are not so much opposites as they are complementary, that it's in fact impossible to be strong without actually being able to be vulnerable at the same time. And so with that, as you undertake that lesson, that those journeys, it's really adding to a rebirth for you. This is a time of being able to break past previous limitations.
Powerful.
But you're gonna, you're gonna have to get over the little whirlwind of conflicting, frustrating. I feel perhaps at this moment a little frustration, but it's really all to the good. You just have to work yourself through it and find something that's going to work for you to quiet that mind down. And for whatever reason, and I know it's like my favorite thing to do, and sometimes I'm a little projecty, but I'm going to suggest, because I'm getting the really strong hit that it might work for you, is walking meditations. Like there are a few places around town that you can go and walk a labyrinth.
Yes.
And that's the image that I cannot shake right now for you, is walking the labyrinth. So take that it's worth.
I've been to Trinity before.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Exactly.
Wonderful. Yes.
Yes.
Insight. That's very, very apt right now for my life. It's very good.
Oh, thank you.
She's good.
I do love hearing that. Thank you, John.
So your life has been heretofore it's very on the upper part of the chart, which is about other people, and you have like the sun in the 10th house, so you are about business, and you're a Gemini, so you're also in your head, and now, see, I feel like I'm echoing her. This does happen. Now,
because all modalities really are talking about the same thing.
So I see, but maybe I can give you a little something else, like what? But I see that things are where all the planets are hitting you right now is on the lower part of your chart, which has to do with your physical body and also very basic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the activity is now. That's what it's time to pay attention to those things. Is that at all accurate? Or
it's very accurate, very, very accurate, especially on Christmas too.
Which and this particular full moon today is a really nice time for people to I always say, you know, people go, oh, it's time for family at Christmas, and I'm like, well, pick the family you want, because there's no reason
doubt.
It's a day, and there's just no reason to be with people you can't stand. yes. So let's see. Where is Mr. Chiron for you? Chiron is the wounded healer.
Yeah.
And that I find in people's charts has a lot to do with where healing works for them. So you have natally, which is what you were born with, you have Chiron in Capricorn. So for those folks, it's like real practical forms of healing. But you've got that in the fifth house, which is a big house of creativity. So that must have been an inch, you know, sort of various forms of, Chiron's also the father, if you will, of natural medicine.
You know, that's been my career for 30 years.
Da-da-bum-bum. Okay, good. Well, you were doing the right thing, if that helps you at all. Now it's like I just see, but that's also in the fifth house, because that has to do with creation and art also.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that can be healing, more healing for you at the moment. And there's a lot of things. Pluto is going through that house. So the fifth house, which I tend to call the playground of the astrology wheel, if you will, because it's ruled by Leo, and it's just very it can be about how, you know, where children are conceived, but what kind of kids you're actually going to have is more in the 10th house. This was the fun part of it, you know. This is the and it's a place where creativity sort of springs from, and you have that the fifth house is in Capricorn for you, and you're so the sun's going through that house right now. We've got Mr. Mercury and Venus for the Pluto is right there also. So and also Pallas, I believe, if I'm getting that, I'm not going to say because I think I might get that glyph wrong, but there are asteroids. There's an asteroid belt between Saturn and Uranus that was got worked on in the 70s, and it brought in more feminine aspects into the zodiac. So I say, I'm just looking at your fifth house. It's time for you to have some more fun.
Great.
Who could argue? Who could argue?
Yeah, some more fun, but also, but in a very sort of sensual earth, you know, it's kind of, I mean, I think
go
it's
out and be earthy.
It's time for us all to remember that we are of nature.
Yes.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, and that's a really healthy healing thing for you to do at the moment.
Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
Powerful and beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And to you.
And you as well. Happy Saturnalia.
Happy Saturnalia.
And have a fantastic 2016.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Take good care. And on we go. On we go. I hear that our next guest is ready. Good morning, Kate. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Never had you do a reading for
you
me.
You haven't. I know.
Today.
This is, it's an impressive moment. As yes, it's true. We've never read for you.
Okay.
This is where I shuffle, and you should probably, as I shuffle, tell Lynn all your particulars.
I will do that.
I should remember your birth date, but I don't.
But that's okay.
It's coming right up.
It's 12/29/1949.
All righty.
Coming
then.
Right up. And I was born at, I just looked this up so I know this, at 4:37 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
in Rutland, Vermont. That was milking time in Rutland, Vermont at the time.
Oh, you really disturbed milking time then, didn't you?
I did.
So what was it, 4 what again? 4?
4:37 a.m.
Okay. Excellent. 4:37 p.m., not the a.m. And Rutland, can you spell that?
4:37 a.m., not the
p.m. Oh, a.m., I'm sorry.
And Rutland?
Yeah, it's spelled just the way it sounds.
It sounds like a rut of land. Okay.
It's a really ready place. R-U-T-L-A-N-D.
Okay.
All right. I love that. You know, there was a good Monty Python spinoff album called Rutland Weekend. Anyway, that's a whole different thing. But for now, what I have for you, Kate, is this is it's a time to really look at how balance is playing out for you. Paying close attention to balance, because you can go places. You can take chances. You can do more as long as you pay careful attention to how you're holding the reins, as it were. While, if you think about like the gyroscope, you know, like the typical spinning top toy, how it keeps going and going and going as long as it stays balanced.
Uh-huh.
And how, you know, if you think of a carriage there in Rutland, for example, you know, again, it can go quite well and quite speedily, quite rapidly, as long as the person who's holding the reins has the horses going in the same direction and in balance. But when the horses start going in different directions, the cart overturns, right? So it's about balance and momentum, because, in fact, you are doing good things, and that momentum can be furthered or continued as you pay attention to balance. It's not so much a warning as a keep on keeping on sort of thing. But again, man, this is again looking at sensuality and issues of really getting into the sensuous nature of our lives, of the world around us, of the earth. It is a time to really check out sensual delights and pleasures. and make the pieces fit where you need to. It is, I have a card that is, it's the Six of Blades, and what it talks about in this deck, again, I have a rather a non-traditional deck I read with.
I love you, deck.
Thanks. It's called the card of manipulation, but they don't mean manipulation in the sort of traditional sense that we think, oh, manipulating, that's bad. No, it's about arranging things so that they work well for you. Right, it's about actually. Yeah. So the card of the Amazon in traditional decks is known as the Charioteer, and that combined with the Six of Blades, to me just says that you are actually controlling your life. You're at a time of power, and that you actually have the I won't say privilege so much as you can make things work for you now. That you don't really have to abide other people's nonsense so much. And that this is a time where you get to figure what it will take to allow you to really fully enjoy, again, that sensuous nature. And really, the word I want to use is wallow in beauty. And you get to figure out how to make the pieces fit so that you can actually explore that and do that now. That's what I have.
Cool.
Give me your date again.
The 29th.
12/29.
See, I'm.
She's a Capricorn. Come on.
I know she's a Capricorn, and I put Capricorn. In January. I put in January for some.
2 days from now.
Yes. Of course. Of course. Oh God. Sorry.
Old.
I'm waking up here. All right.
Yeah, wake up.
I was going to say, and for people listening at home, you may or may not know, Kate is a good friend of ours. And Lynn is now chagrined that she cannot remember what month she was born.
I'm very chagrined. But I got it. Well, no, but I, you know, but.
That's okay. You know, Emily the other day posted something on Facebook about all these people who have birthdays in December.
And she missed you?
Miss
oh, really? Give it to
but
her.
That's okay, because, you know, I don't really care that much about birthdays.
You know, that's how I am. Like, I feel like I've had plenty. It was different when I was 12.
Well, you know, birthdays are birthdays. But anyway, yeah.
But anyway, babe. So, yes.
I've only had 49 of them, but I still think they're awesome.
Well, there you go.
Well, you know, I'm trying to learn to love these things.
Okay.
Probably, you know, who knows how many more I get.
That's
so
right.
So I was listening to this astrologer named Rick Levine describe, who's very good. I really like him. And he was talking about Capricorns. And that, you know, what he was saying is that people don't, they see the serious side often of Capricorns, but they don't get the fun side, that capricious actually means goat-like. And that they're...
Does that mean I only jump on new cars and I leave old cars alone?
No.
I had a goat one time that got on.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I left the old cars alone.
Oh, funny. Well, and that that Capricorns really like to have fun, but you like to take care of business first. But this mm-hmm. is sort of a time, especially during this full moon time, when and also that tends to be like right before your birthday, where it's very important to have some fun. There's so many, and right now there's just so many heavy duty planets in Capricorn, and you've gone through a lot of changes because Pluto Mr. Pluto, who is about you know, many deaths, like mini deaths, big death, sex, transformation of all kinds, really serious transformation, has been hanging around on your sun sign and your natal sun sign for a long time now. And that is starting to ease up a little bit. So a lot of the things that felt so serious and hard are, and this is centers around home stuff. And you had also, because there's been that Uranus Pluto square, so you had a lot of changes in your home life. See, I know you too well. Okay, but you had a lot of change in your home life, and that should be sort of stabilizing in a way, because of course Marcus should know that you're
I like to think that it's stabilized.
That you're completely irreplaceable, so
trying to be.
So that is something right now that is should be easing for you. A lot of the things that have been hard, I'm looking for first house things, which is your physical body. And so there, you've got a lot of interesting aspects going through there right now. And you're used to being, because you have Mars right on your ascendant, which has a lot to do with how people see you. So you're used to being this really energetic person. But it's also, in Mars is in Libra, so it's also very, it's sort of a lot of energy towards art. This is a really good time for that. For a little more capriciousness is what I see.
All right.
Go capricious.
I know. This is a lovely Capricorn.
And Capricorn.
They are.
They begin with the same three letters.
But capricious means goat line.
I get to be more playful.
That's right.
All right.
So I didn't mean by capricious to be frivolous or anything like that. I just mean more playful. And you see the baby goats bouncing around. I mean, what is cuter than that?
Just
nothing.
Like the baby goat here.
Yeah. So be careful, though. Don't hurt yourself while you're doing this.
Okay.
Did you have any questions in particular?
Do I have any questions? Yeah. You know, I just took notes, you guys. It took up like 3 pages of a notebook.
Okay. Well, so, I have your chart now, so we can go.
What kinds of questions could I possibly have? I was totally generalized, but I was, feeling sort of like, what's going on here?
It's Christmas morning. It's your turn to,
Yeah.
You work hard around the station. Your turn to get a gift.
I have Christmas bread in the oven, so that's as playful as I'm going to get today.
Okay. That's pretty playful, actually.
Well, it won't be raining, so you can get outside.
All right. Hey, thank you, ladies.
Oh, you're welcome, Kate.
We'll
you too.
For other people.
All right. Take good care.
Bye-bye, Kate.
And up next, we have Tim. Good morning, Tim. You're on the air. Welcome to Positively Revolting.
Well, thank you very much. And happy solstice.
And happy solstice to you. And it was a beautiful solstice, actually, this year.
Anyways, I'm calling up. I was wondering if you could do a reading for me.
Yes, indeed.
We certainly shall.
What we're doing today. So give me your pertinence there, Tim.
All right. July 20, 1952 is when I was born at about 11 a.m. in Laconia, New Hampshire.
Laconia? How does one spell such a thing?
L-A-C-O-N-I-A.
Pretty phonetic there.
That's what I was going to say.
New Hampshire. Okay.
Always good to hear from a fellow Cancerian. All right, Tim. And
just barely.
Well, Mrs. I mean,
I know. Hand grenades, horseshoes.
He made it. All right. So your cards say this morning. Man, everything's coming up sensuality. Okay, so what I have is that there's a couple of interesting things going on right now for you, and they seem kind of unrelated, but the more I learn about the world and life, the more I learn that really everything's related. But interestingly enough, this is a time that is both very dreamy and a good time to pay attention to what your subconscious is telling you. As we have just crossed the solstice, this is the dream time of year.
Yeah.
It is an excellent time to pull forth your own inner visions. It is also an excellent time to explore the sensual beauty of the world around you. This is just coming up over and over again. I swear I'm shuffling cards. But it's the to throw yourself into the beauty of Aphrodite, the beauty that is eruptive in the world. And at the same time, I'm getting it's the card of apprenticeship, pragmatism, learning a new skill or deepening your skill in a very pragmatic mode, working with your hands, doing something that's tangible and increasing that very tangible skill level. So as you are taking in the beauty around you, as you give yourself into sensuality, as you really explore dream state and meditation, however it is you pull forth your own inner visions.
Meditation.
It's also that chop wood, carry water time. It's that paying attention to new skills that are being learned on a very pragmatic level as well, and making sure that you're covering both of those bases.
I can see that.
Okay. Good, because, you know, I get like all the, it's all flowy and, you know, again, Cancerian. It's like all water-related, emotional, intuitive, and pragmatic learning. I'm like, no. But that's me. But that's definitely what's coming up for you. The cards themselves are the Maiden of Water, the Three of Pentacles, and the Lovers.
Anything about death or romance?
Well, the romance, I mean, I would have
what
to say...
What did you say, death or romance?
Or both.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it was you just now that said Pluto, you know, sex, death, you mm-hmm. know. Yeah, Lynn, you know how these things get connected.
Yeah.
So, the Lovers. It's not necessarily so much about romance. Sometimes it is. It's not so much about just sex. It's really about the lesson of the Lovers card is really looking at deepening your appreciation and experience of sensual beauty and pleasure. And yeah, it's really nice to do that with somebody, but not essential, as it turns out, because really sensual pleasure, if you step into the woods, you know, at this time of year, and you have all of your senses turned on, that is pleasure at a very deep bone level, you know. Right. So, but really experiencing that the sensual beauty of the world around you, given that you are also looking at dream time, subconsciousness, it would be an interesting time too. Deepen a relationship. I'm not necessarily seeing newness. I'm seeing deepening. Or shifting of a relationship that is.
Changing of a relationship that I have with someone else already?
I'm seeing more of that than new. You know, I mean, that would cause newness, but I'm seeing a deepening of a connection that's already there. That's what I'm seeing.
And so you're a 12th house Cancer. So the 12th house in the zodiac is ruled by Neptune and Pisces. And it's a very, I'll say, sort of spiritual place on a high level. It can be hiding and obsessive stuff on another level. But it's... and Cancers might do this anyway, but you always have been high, you know, keeping a little bit of yourself in reserve and not letting people see who that is. That's not always a bad thing.
I was going to say that's the succulent interior, Lynn.
I know. But as a 12th house person, this emphasizes that a little bit more. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. There are times when it is a very good thing to not. But I'm a 12th house person too, so I'm like, well, yes, of course. So I'm trying to be a little more objective, but it looks like in a part of your life, you were more concerned with your own spirituality and your own physical being and more just yourself, and that it's time to start looking. Things are moving around in your chart. Aspects are happening that it's time to be thinking of other people more. Not, you know, it's always good for us to take care of ourselves. I'm not poo-pooing that at all. You too have Capricorn in the fifth house, which is the playground, and Pluto is moving through there. So it's time to find ways for creativity that are concerned with your relationship to nature.
That sounds good. I've lived in the woods many times, and I love the woods. It makes me feel alive.
It's I was going to say, and you know, to say that it's a healing place for people is does not make this specific to you, because I think it makes most people feel alive, even if they feel scared from the beginning.
Yeah. But the other, helping others and helping myself, usually all my life I've helped others, and now I'm older and not in such great condition, and now I'm starting to think more about myself.
Okay. Well,
I think that thinking about yourself is a really fine thing. Yeah, and as cancers, we tend to do that. Oh, yeah. Others first, self third, maybe fifth. I so understand. But yeah, it's time to think of you.
And
I have to, unfortunately.
See, but that's not an unfortunate thing. And sometimes the thinking of other people is really a way just to avoid. It's not always altruistic.
Oh, pshaw. Yeah.
I can see that.
Because it seems like a lot of your concerns, because you have a really packed 12th, 1st, and 2nd, and 3rd house, the 12th isn't the first quadrant, but that sort of side of the zodiac. But yeah, meditation, like that's ever bad. I want to see something that's more unique for you, because meditation is always good. It seems like there could be some easing up about money stuff a little bit.
That would be nice.
Yeah, right. But also, because having Pluto... you also have Chiron in Capricorn, which is the wounded healer. That's, but he never could heal himself, right?
Yeah.
Yet, that's a sign usually of when people have that, where it's placed is where they can help other people, help themselves, and through creativity, and you've just had. Since you have it in Capricorn, you've got Pluto, which is just like the force to be reckoned with in the zodiac. You can run, but you can't hide from Pluto. You know, you can Saturn aspects happen, and Saturn's kind of like karma. It's like it rewards hard work, and you get what you quote deserve. I don't believe in that particularly, but but with Pluto, it might seem. It seems kind of ruthless and like it has no more random, has no meaning. But when you kind of get through the aspect of it, you go, oh, that changed my life. That was good. It's those things that are really hard that that we, you know, we learn from.
Yep.
Yeah. And nobody
our
likes
experiences.
That. Yeah, our experiences. Did you have any other questions?
No. I guess that's good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and and as for death, I can never see that sort of thing in a chart because I'm not sort of looking for it. And
you know, the way that we always look at how I don't believe in predestiny. So if I believed in predestiny, then the predictive arts. Become a little more clockwork-like, and, you know, so do our lives. And frankly, the idea of predestiny just depresses me too much to actually give it any validity.
Well, and also it's what I'm seeing. So I would not put that piece of my ego onto you. Do you see what I'm saying? There are possibilities. I see possibilities, but it's not up to me or to Ani. To do that sort of that kind of predictive work.
Oh, that's cool. I can understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I'm not going to say I've never actually gotten a strong hunch, and I will actually share that with people. because I do. But that said, I really, again, I'm one of those people that really does believe that we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what this afternoon holds, you know, and that's what makes life very, very exciting.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah.
And we all will die. It's the truth.
It does happen.
Yeah.
And we are of nature, so that's the good part.
That's cool.
The goddess recycles.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Tim, thank you so very much.
Thank you. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, pshaw.
Take very good care. All right, enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And,
who's next?
Oh, I think we have Barry next. And I'm just going to go ahead and say 503-231-8187. We probably have time for two more readings. That's my guess.
You think?
Yeah, it's a good possibility.
I got to get moving then.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Barry.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'm looking for some help.
Okay.
All right. What are your particulars?
My name is Barry Pullman, B as in boy, A-R-R-Y, T as in Peter, U-L-L-M-A-N.
That's okay.
I was born on September 13th, 1940, at 4 a.m. in the Bronx, New York.
I thought you were from New York somewhere.
Voice has gotten stronger. Everything else has changed.
Really? So what was the time again? I'm sorry.
4 a.m.
4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Barry. We'll just be shuffling another moment. I really do feel like someday we will have a 30-second jingle or something that we can play for our shuffling and calculating times. But this has not yet happened. So instead, you will hear me banter for a moment where I'm actually not saying anything, but I'm attempting not to give over for dead air either. It's the awkward part about doing this on the radio. All right. Oh, look at that. Yay, engineering pixie. Yay. That was awesome. Okay, we got it. Thank you very much for the musical interlude, engineering Christmas pixie. Kristen is awesome. And what I have for you, Barry, is, this is a time of power. This is a time of you really looking at getting rid of things that do not serve you. And maybe these are actual physical things. Maybe these are habits. But more likely, and this is not something I say lightly, these are relationships that are outmoded, that are perhaps a person in your life is excessively negative, that there's someone that's really kind of trying to dim your light. And your light don't need to be dimmed, right? It is our jobs as the unique individuals we are. We talked with Michael Mead last week, and he talked about how we are all infused with our genius, our own personal genius that is no one else's, that no one else in the universe will ever have, has ever had, that unique set of atoms and the way they are put together and your influences and your relationship to the cosmos is uniquely you. And it is our job to make sure that we shine as bright as we can, right? And unfortunately, sometimes people get a little intimidated by that and try to dim other people's lights. And if there is someone in your life that is doing that, that you feel a little drained instead of, you know, loved ones, we should feel better for having spent time with them and not feel drained after we spend time with them. And so with that as your litmus test, see if there isn't somebody who you need to transform a relationship with. Perhaps, not like turning your back and never speaking to them again, but really just seeing how you're feeling after spending time with people. And those that add energy to your life become closer to. And those that suck you dry. Maybe you want to just be very conscious of that while you're around them. And limit that interaction. And being conscious can help you retain your energy further into those interactions, often as not. And so what I have card-wise is the wise one, which is in this deck, one who is not afraid to ride alone in their own wisdom, because they understand that at this time, sometimes they are their own wisest counsel. Caradwen, the crone of flames, she who transforms all, the keeper of the cauldron that remakes the world. And the three of flames, which is all about how energy flows between people and what happens when that energy gets stuck or twisted by somebody, dimming those around them. So that's what I have.
Wow. That's a very interesting reading. I never would have thought that that would be coming to me. And one of the reasons I didn't want to ask you any questions is because I'm Virgo, as you know, so I reflect. I'm very philosophical and look to every aspect of life affecting me, not a linear quality. Uh-huh. And I've been basically on a downhill spiral physically and just every way it was has been downhill for the last few years. And recently, 11 months ago, almost my last relationship reason for being, the one that held my dearest relationship with my dog, all the other people has been dimming my light, and I needed new beginnings. Everything old was leaving, and my dog was the final loss. And this weekend was the first weekend in years that I was involved with new people who I knew and met in the last a year. Very positive, good, loving energy and appreciation of me. And my old has been dimming and to me. And
yeah.
And so what you're saying is that
turn towards those that help your flame grow brighter.
Right.
Turn away from anyone that's diminishing.
Well, and you've got
mind. Go towards the relationships that I could. When I'm feeling terribly sick and my back is hurting, I force myself to these new people who I feel just walking into their presence, I feel better.
Yeah,
that's because that's how that works. And you've had
absolutely believe it. So
yeah, yeah.
What you're telling me is yes, keep doing what I'm doing.
That's one reason
exactly
we need each
so.
Other is because being Thank around you. People that yeah. And you've got Jupiter is in Virgo right now, and Jupiter gives us kind of a sense of a sense of ease, and it makes you just conjuncting your sun sign, and people just tend to feel better when that's going on. And then if you feel better at all, you can be more open to those people, places and things that are for you. Does that make sense?
You're guiding me into a place that affirming that I should trust what I'm doing and accept my losses and go towards the light of these new people.
That's exactly it.
I thank you. That is so affirming to me, and without questioning, without saying no but, any of those things that my Virgo mind...
I know.
Sure.
I know.
The analytical
I know.
Process, yes.
I know. It's sometimes it's hard to be a Virgo. It is. It's hard to just trust, but you know, there's a balance between trust and blindness.
Yeah.
And I know that's a hard one for you to see. And you're a pretty sensitive person. So try to trust your gut. It will tell you. And, you know, you can get to where your body will tell you when it's the right thing to do.
That's what I think is happening. This has been very helpful.
I'm so glad to hear.
You're very welcome, Barry.
And I wish you a happy new year.
And to you.
Yes.
Very much so.
And a new year, yeah.
Yes.
Take good care, dear. All right. And I think we have one person left, and that is Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. You are on the air. I do also want to remind people, well, I guess I should actually let Cindy say good morning back. Good morning, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. Mm-hmm. I want to remind people also, you can always follow along on Facebook, where you can find our fan page, Positively Revolting. You can write to us, Gmail, positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. And of course, you can follow along in the Twitterverse, where you can find us at Positive Revolt.
So, Cindy, what are your pertinents?
Oh, I was born July 4th, 1956.
Yes! Cancerians abound.
Yes, in Caldwell, Idaho.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Caldwell, Idaho.
Caldwell. And do you know what time?
1:14 a.m.
I love all these people that have their times.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm working now.
This is Lynn calculating and me shuffling. And so, actually... That's hilarious. Thank you. All right, got it. And for Cindy. Oh, excellent. It's always good to have your tarot reader go, oh, that's good. Oh, I like that card. It's kind of the opposite of like if you just have a local anesthetic and you hear your dentist say, oh, darn.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, I have.
So what I have is this is a wonderful time for you. Similar message as to for Barry in looking at who you feel particularly good around. It's the Three of Cups, the Three of Water, which is a slightly different take on it, but it's still looking at how energy is flowing between you and loved ones, you and close ones. Looking particularly at the fact that there are people around you who you know when you're together, you can do greater things than you can when you're separate. The sum is greater than the individual pieces adding up to it. There's a synergistic relationship. And it is really up to you to allow yourself to play more, because you need to. It can be very easy to get kind of bogged down and become a little heavy of spirit, especially as we have had a rather dark, wet, soggy month. It's a little hard to stay buoyant. And it's okay. There's cycles to everything, but you really got to let yourself play, because you're going to get bored otherwise, and it's not going to be a particularly good experience. So finding those who really, their energy and your energy allows you to feel energized and just like you want to go out and conquer, in a, you know, non-dominating kind of non-hierarchical way, of course, and playful. And along with that, you have the Strength card, which was the very, this is an alpha omega sort of thing as a reader who doesn't usually do 10 readings in an hour, you know. But the very first card I laid down this morning was Strength. And the very last card I laid down this morning was Strength. And for me, that feels kind of satisfying. For you, on the other hand, Cindy, what this means is really looking at how you're being in your body. It's allowing yourself to be vulnerable, because there is strength in vulnerability, but it is also really bringing forth your sensuality and your sensual nature. It is knowing that the wild streak within yourself is there for a reason, and that it's good and it's holy, and that needs to come forth in playfulness. There's a lot of feline energy in the cards that I drew. The Six of Flames in this deck is all about playful kittens, I'm just going to say. And Strength, of course, one of the symbols of the Strength card in just about every deck I've ever seen is the lion. And so moving forth, calling forward your feline, playful-like nature, and really getting down to relationship building with those that you are strongest around.
Wow, that's fabulous.
That's what I got. And Lynn, over to you.
So when Ani was mentioning feline, because I'm looking, I'm like, does this girl have any fire? Let me see. And I went, Leo, you have Jupiter and Pluto conjunct in Leo in the sixth house, which is a pretty strong aspect. Sixth house is about work, health, and it's ruled by Virgo, so it can be kind of fussy. And that Virgo kind of let's have everything just right kind of way. But you've got Leo there, so there's having fun is interesting for you, but it can be kind of overwhelming and seem too important. Does that make any sense?
Well, sort of, yes.
Yeah, because you're kind of what you've got, you know, you've got, you're a Cancer, you got a Pisces ascendant and Taurus moon, so that's all kind of nice and balanced. And you have stuff all around the zodiac, all around the chart, and so you're not all clumped up in certain obsessive areas. But right now, the whole thing about having fun with friends, too, because you've got Pluto going through the 11th house, which is groups. So that can all seem, it can be transformative, but before it's transformative, it's usually difficult because there is a lot of letting go involved. And I don't mean this at all in a critical way, but Cancers are not known for their letting go abilities.
Oh, I'm so sure.
There's a pincer on those they've got little, and Pluto insists that you let go, which would be of, usually it's of old ideas about what being in a group of people is about, what being, even as like activism to me, I just see some of that in that, like what that really means to you. Does that ring true at all, or am I?
Yeah, that's right on.
Oh. Well, good.
And with that, well, we have you. 10 seconds left to close the show.
Cindy, thank you so much for calling this morning, and keep on keeping on.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I just got to say it. Happy birthday, Trout Messiah.
Yeah.
And to all, we'll be back in a couple weeks. We're taking the first of the year off because really, who wants to talk at 8 o'clock in the morning on New Year's January Day. 1st? Not I. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. When every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 9 a.m. Coming up, it is One Land, Many Voices featuring an encore broadcast of The Plight of Christians in Bethlehem, a program which originally aired in 2009.